Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
505 Gary Parish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. And every day at this time, or around this time, I'm joined by your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So, I'm reading your column earlier today about the first class of the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. First thing I did was do a Command-F search for Parrish. Realized I didn't get inducted. So I was like, well.
You're kidding, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know.
You know, the reason is that you have to be retired from what you're doing in order to make it. So,
For
5 years.
Okay.
So you could have made it for your soccer, but it's not really the – I don't think it's a Horn Lake Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
you know?
That's unfortunate. I'll quit right now. I'm kind of bored with this, if you want to know the truth. Like, I've kind of –
And then wait 5 years,
yeah.
And I think you can follow George Lapidus as the next media member in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame.
Now, here's the problem with my Hall of Fame candidacy, as it is, besides that I'm not very decorated, but the other right. The other problem...
We don't have a character. There's no character clause
in
the Hall of Fame.
Thank God. Like they'll be trying to keep me out of this thing for the same reasons they keep Pete Rose and Kurt Schilling out.
Right, betting,
So, God, betting would be the least of my character
betting
flaws.
Betting vodka. Right, go ahead. Yeah. Carry on.
Is that I'm probably going to work till I die.
Well, yeah, that's an issue. It's actually an issue. It's an issue with, for example, Warren Roberts, right? If you're a football player, if you're Isaac Bruce, who's in the first class, you retire, you're done, right? If you're Warren Roberts, who someday should be in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame, clearly. I mean, he's won a lot of tournaments, and he's been important to the scene here. Like, he's playing senior golf. When's he going to stop?
Yeah, you're
right.
That's the problem. Like, talking on radio is the equivalent of senior golf. You can do it forever.
Yeah, you can do it forever. So that is a small issue. Maybe we'll have to deal with that at some point. But that is a like Penny made it. He's not retired. He's not retired from
coaching,
obviously. But the thing that he made it for, which is playing basketball, he is retired from and has been for 5 years. So Penny's no problem. But it's trickier when we're going to have to wrestle with your candidacy pretty soon.
Yeah, this is something we're going to have a meeting about, I think. Like, listen,
right.
if GP is already acknowledged, he's probably not going to retire. He's always going to be doing something. Should we because you know
what do we do? Just what are we going
to
do there?
Because you want me to enjoy my Hall of Fame induction. You don't want my kids to enjoy it or my grandkids to enjoy it someday
right.
while I'm dead.
Right, no, I actually didn't stop to see how many of those people on that first list are alive. I did sort of count up men and women and black and white and it is a very And the whole goal of the thing, it's like, well, how the hell is Zeebo not on this list, right? But, well, Zeebo's not 5 years retired. And so that's why. Like, there's a real absence of Grizzlies. You could have made an argument, I think, for Mike Heisley or for the Pursuit team, either way, right? I honestly think I could have made an argument, and both of those were – people did argue for them. But beyond that, there's not a single Grizzly or Grizzly representative on there because they're all – like playing. Like, who do you want? Unless you want Cesare Trubansky or something. Like,
want him. OJ Mayo, maybe we can induct OJ. How long has he been out the game by now?
Is he retired or is he just suspended?
I think he's just walking around the world.
Right, he's just walking around the world. So, I don't know how long Shane's been retired, but you can't put everybody in the first class. That's the other thing. A lot of really good people were left out, yourself included,
sure.
Because you need to have one of these next year. You know, we can't just have one class and that's it. So, and then the first class is 22, and I think classes after this are going to be like 4 or 5. They're not going to be, you need a critical mass originally, and classes after this are going to be 4 or 5.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and I'm not protesting in any way, but what is the logic behind you have to be retired 5 years? Like, why does that matter?
Oh, I just show up and I just, the rules were told
like,
me.
If I were in the room, I would say, okay, I'm fine with this if this is the way you guys want to do it, but can somebody explain to me why?
I suggested it be reduced to 3. I think you want to make sure that they act in an honor and Hall of Fame worthy fashion for the duration of their career, I think, is why you don't. It's funny, like, college basketball inducts people into the Hall of Fame. Like, John is a Hall of Fame coach,
yes,
and he's still coaching.
Yes.
Tubby, people think, is a Hall of Fame coach, and he's still coaching, right?
It's Jim Boeheim, Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams,
right.
Bill Self. They're all Hall of Fame coaches who are still coaching. Tom Izzo.
I'll tell you who's not in the NFL Hall of Fame. Tom Brady's not.
Right.
He's not in the NFL Hall of Fame because he's not done yet. And so you just wait till they're done. You wait till they're done, let a few years to pass. It's more of the it's the same. Again, I didn't come up with the rules. I don't know. But it's the same principle, I think, is sort of let's see what their career looks like when they're done. And if they commit murder at the end of the career, maybe we'll reevaluate.
Yeah, that's reasonable. It's a reasonable
but
point.
But I actually did say let's make it 3 years. Yeah. I did say that. But. You know, when has anyone ever listened to me?
I know. Talking to Jeff Coggins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So, in your opinion, who was the biggest snub from the opening class of the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame besides me?
Besides you?
Yes.
I think,
set me over here and focus on everybody else.
I think the Grizzlies should have had something, maybe a representative. And to me, if I had done that, it would have been the pursuit team. It could have been Heisley. It could have been the pursuit team. But to me, the pursuit team, they made things happen in Memphis. They made it happen. But for them, the whole thing Mike Heisley wouldn't have ever thought about Memphis because they had gone, they had laid the groundwork, they were pursuing a team. Mike was going to put a team one place or another, and they ended up coming here. So I think they, everyone says Bud Dudley was a big deal. He brought the Liberty Bowl here. So I think Bud Dudley was a snub. How about Reggie White? Like, what do you do with Reggie White? Reggie White is in the, and one of my principles in voting for this was, like, originally, I don't know, very, very early rounds of voting, there were people who were not in the Memphis, the actual Hall of Fames in their sport, who were not making the first cut in this Hall of Fame. I'm like, come on, man, if you're in the Hall of Fame for your sport, like Memphis Bill Terry is in the Hall of Fame for his sport, right? So he should probably, therefore, be in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. Even though no one knows who the hell he is anymore, because he was before our time. So Reggie White would fall. He is a Hall of Famer in the NFL Hall of Fame. But what was he here for, 1 year? Like, so is he a snub? What do you do with Reggie White? How would you evaluate Reggie White's candidacy? I don't know that he had a Hall of Fame candidacy here. There's a lot of minor leaguers who played baseball here briefly, but then they did their Hall of Fame stuff elsewhere.
Yeah, like
how about Bo Jackson? Would Bo Jackson be in this Memphis Sports Hall of Fame? Is he a snub?
Well, I mean, I would say no, but these are conversations you got to have because, like, Bo Jackson.
We do have them.
Yeah, Bo Jackson is an athlete who played in Memphis. I mean, what do you do with Albert Pujols? You know?
What do you do with Albert Pujols?
Right.
He actually was pretty significant. I mean, he won a title here in Memphis, right? I mean, he helped them win a title here in Memphis. I don't know how much of it was he had a whole. I don't know how much that year he was here. But should Albert Pujols be in the Memphis? The nice thing is, yes, we will have those conversations. Right now, the 22 people. Here's another one, Sputnik Monroe. Like, so there was some question at the outset of what do you do with professional wrestling?
Right.
Is it going to the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame? And the overwhelming majority of people said yes. It may not be a sport elsewhere, but in Memphis it's a sport. And it's been so important to the sort of the cultural life of the city that and then you look at Sputnik and honestly, like he was doing stuff you know, he was reaching out across white and black, whatever. He was sort of, I forgot the exact circumstances, but he had a role in advancing integration in this city, and in addition to being a wildly famous wrestler. So what do you do with Sputnik Monroe? Someone made a passion argument that Sputnik Monroe should have been in here. You know, what do you do with Andy Roberts, who's like the greatest racquetball player who's ever lived, as far as I gather? But it's racquetball, right? What do you do with that? Well, it's easier. Like, there's a Bill Dance seemed obvious to me that he should be in, right? And Rochelle Stevens, she won gold medals. I think if you win a gold medal, there's only six who are in this class who've won a gold, six, five who've won gold medals. But like, if you want a gold medal, I'm down with that. Like, I think that's a pretty good credential if you want a gold medal. And so it's interesting. Most of the people who won gold medals are women, from Memphis. Like Cindy Parlow, I think she won two gold medals, maybe three. So, just one of the all-time great women soccer players. And so it's obvious she should be in there to me. But so, and most of these people either are from Memphis or legitimately Memphians, or they did what they accomplished, their Hall of Fame stuff in Memphis. And so it was pretty easy this time around.
I think that's probably a good place to start when it comes to Albert Pujols and Bo Jackson. Like, is Memphis a significant part of their story? And it's just not. In fact, I would maybe lean toward ruling out any Memphis Chicks, any Memphis Redbirds, because they're just passing through. They're not. This is not a destination for him.
Yeah. Stubby Clapp could be someday.
I mean, if you wanted him to.
He was here for years. I mean, he was here as a player, and then he was here as a manager and won multiple championships here. I'm not saying the next class. I mean, Elliot Perry's not in yet.
That's the one that stood out to me. I would have Elliot Perry in. Local student athlete, went to Memphis, was great at Memphis, long NBA career, comes back to Memphis, minority owner with the Grizzlies, just delivered the second pick in the NBA draft last week. What more do you want from the guy?
Elliot Perry will very clearly be in this. I honestly think it was, how many Memphis Tigers do you want in the first class? Like, do you need them all to be the Memphis Tigers in the first class? So that was part of it. And then, but let's be honest, on the face of it, Elliot Perry versus Ronnie Robinson, right? I mean, in terms of just as individuals, what they accomplished, but then there was real sentiment, and I wrote about this. There was real sentiment. I probably would have put Elliot above Ronnie. Right? If you could, let's say, only have just so many, you want all to be Memphis Tiger basketball players. Keith Lee was going to be in it. Penny was going to be in it. Larry was going to be in it, right? And then, so then you have Elliot, or do you have Ronnie? Let's say you only could have had one, Elliot or Ronnie Robinson. And I think there was a sentiment of Larry and Ronnie, who came here together, who took Memphis to a national championship game together, who did what they did together, deserve to go in together. They actually had their numbers retired together, I think, as well, that they deserve to go in together, and that Elliot will surely be a member of the Hall. Of course he will. Like, he is everything you could possibly want. Do you need to put in every Memphis Tiger on the first go-round? I think that was the thinking.
Yeah, I don't know that you need to put in every. I would have had Elliot in there for all of the reasons already stated.
He was the most obvious snub to you.
Yeah, I think so. Unless, where did you fall on wrestling at the end of the day?
Oh, wrestling is definitely, we're cool with wrestling. Wrestling is eligible.
So
was anyone in?
It's Jerry Lawler. Jerry Lawler not being in is ridiculous. I mean, that's just silly.
This is not my list. Jerry Lawler was on the ballot. Yeah, this is not my list.
There is no way you can call wrestling a sport and have a Memphis Sports Hall of Fame that doesn't include Jerry Lawler. If you want to say wrestling's not a sport, fine.
Well, I will tell you, Jerry Lawler will be in the Hall of Fame. But in terms of the first ballot, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
I know, that's just wrong. That's silly.
Okay.
Criticize your other voters.
I'll criticize my other voters. It's wrong and it's silly.
I mean, you can't.
I don't know. I don't remember where he was.
You can't have a conversation amongst voters and say, "Okay, guys, listen."
I honestly think probably what happened. So what happens is people got to speak up for who they wanted. You know, making passion pleas on behalf of whom they ever wanted to make a passion plea for. And you obviously, had you been there, would have made a passion plea on behalf of Jerry Lawler. and then people voted however they wanted to vote. And so, but it wasn't a unanimous or it wasn't consensus or whatever else. And I think partly, it's interesting, I'm just thinking out loud about this. I think partly what happened was, is people said, okay, we're going to include wrestling, but then maybe the anti-wrestling people didn't vote wrestling, even though it's logically included on the first go round. Maybe that was part of it. I don't really know. But you could argue that wrestling, we could have had a wrestler in there just like we have an equestrian and a track star and a guy who catches fish and it helps to show the breadth of Memphis sport. And maybe that you can make the argument that a wrestler should have been in the first class if we're including wrestling, and we are including wrestling.
Right. No, I'm like, you put me in that room.
I think Sputnik Monroe was bigger in his time than Jerry Lawler was in his time.
Yes.
This is not my wrestling is not my area of expertise, but I think Sputnik, like, would Bifus tell me that Sputnik was bigger than Jerry Lawler? I think he may have been.
I mean, perhaps, but like that's even a little before my time. So I don't really have vivid memories of Sputnik Monroe.
Of course, no, right, but that doesn't mean neither do you of
Ronnie Rob,
Bill Terry, but doesn't mean he wasn't better than, you know, whatever modern baseball player.
It's the same reason. Like, listen, I would never protest Ronnie Robinson being in there. He obviously belongs, but I don't have memories of that. But I have very vivid memories of Jerry Lawler and Elliot Perry. Like, I used to, when I played basketball, I would call myself Elliot Perry Parrish. Right? I was Elliot Perry Parrish.
Rolls off the tongue.
Like, I loved Elliot Perry. Like, still to this day, one of the coolest things, and I know this might
sound... you know him.
Is that I know Elliot Perry. Like, that's so funny to me. You also know Kevin Durant. Yeah, but I didn't grow up, like, calling myself Kevin Durant Parrish. I grew up calling myself Elliot Perry Parrish every time I'd miss a jump shot. So the idea that I know Elliot Perry is, like, super cool to the, you know, the little Gary running around Churchwood in Horn Lake. And so I can't, when I think of Memphis Hall of Fame, like, he checks the box easily for me. And as for wrestling, I could argue either way that wrestlers belong or they don't belong. And I'm okay with either decision. But once you decide we are going to accept wrestlers in the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
It is idiotic to not have Jerry Lawler in the Hall of Fame first ballot.
Man, you're getting fired up about this.
I'm going to write a poll text column tonight when I get off the air. Well, who's voting on this stuff? How do you, like, you can't just make up your rules. You can't decide as a Hall of Fame, we're going to have wrestlers, and then the voters will be like, well, I'm not going to have wrestlers. If we're having wrestlers, you got to vote for the wrestlers who are deserving. Jerry Lawler clearly
is. Who do you want Jerry to not vote there? Who do you want to take off your list?
I think personally, I want to have.
Don't do it.
I'm.
Be careful.
I think I want to have. I'm going to look for somebody.
You want Betty Parks. You want to get rid of Betty Parks, don't you?
I think I want Betty Parks gone.
Oh, no.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't want Betty Parks gone?
I think I want Memphis Bill Terry gone.
Memphis Bill Terry, when they had a parade for him in Memphis, and 35,000 people showed up for the parade in Memphis, Gary. You think if they had a parade for Jerry Lawler, 35,000 people would show up for a parade for him? No.
That's a fair point. We're going to keep Memphis Bill Terry in for the moment. All right? Memphis Bill Terry.
Now, in fairness, I don't think there was a parade for Betty Parks, but awesome basketball player.
Let's get Betty Booker Parks.
Just because you didn't call yourself Betty Parks Parrish doesn't mean that she's not deserving.
I ain't never heard nobody call themselves Betty Parks Parrish. Get her out of there and clear out a space for Jerry Lawler. That's the other issue, though. You're acting like there's only so many spots, like it's Penny's scholarship situation. You can open a spot. You can open a spot if you need to. There ain't no reason you're like, hey, we're stuck at 22.
But you got to have future ceremonies. Like, you got to make these things big every year.
You need more. You need, like, it's going to be great. Next class is probably going to have you, Elliot, and Jerry Lawler. What a party that's going
to
be.
I'd be honored to go into the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame alongside Elliot Perry and Jerry Lawler. In fact, I feel like that's the way this ought to go.
Right.
I just got to retire. I just got to retire.
We got to change the rules about media people not being. But yeah. I got to tell you, if media people were eligible because they don't ever retire, some do. Like Dave Brown. He was a wrestling guy, right? He was a wrestling guy, apart from his work with the weather.
Right.
Which you as a young weatherman yourself must appreciate.
Yeah. Also grew up calling myself Dave Brown Parrish.
Dave Brown Parrish. Yeah. Like, he could get in for his wrestling work, and he has retired. But if we're going to go for non-retirees, like, I'll be honest, like, I might be voting for Jarvis.
I think Jarvis belongs in a Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. No question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I might be voting for Jarvis.
Yeah. So, but,
and we only got so many slots. We only got so many scholarships. You know,
can we put Jaden Hardaway on? Can we take his scholarship away and clear up another spot? That's the real question here. Here's the jokes on us. Everybody, Eric Hasseltine just ups and quits, and everybody's like, "What's he doing?" Turns it, you know what he's doing? He's getting in the damn Hall of Fame. He's starting his Hall of Fame clock. I'm still sitting here planning dinner to go every day like an idiot. Hasseltine's probably playing golf right now. Got his Hall of Fame clock already started. Who's the dumb one?
Who is the dumb one?
Who's the dumb one?
So who else do you want to take out of there? You're probably focused on the women because you don't like think women should sweat probably, right?
I like it when women sweat. For the right reasons.
Who else do you want? Who else do you want to knock off?
Okay, I got to clear spaces for Jerry Lawler and
Elliot Perry and yourself.
Hasseltine just texted me, said he's not playing golf. He just finished out of 77. His Hall of Fame clock is started. Who's the idiot? Is it me sitting here till 6 o'clock every night planning dinner to go?
You want to get rid of Avern Fogelman, don't you?
No, I would never. He's got a road named after him or something, doesn't he?
A Fogelman.
I feel like yes. No, there's a road.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I don't know.
I've seen
Fogelman.
It. I don't know where.
I feel like you drive on it sometimes.
You do.
Is 385 Fogelman? Is that what that is?
I think that's
that
right.
Might be Fogelman
yeah.
Way.
I think I'm ready to get rid of Melanie Smith Taylor.
No. Man. She's a gold medalist. She's a gold medalist, and she would have won 2 gold medals if they hadn't boycotted Moscow. She's one of the she's tremendous. Like she's got a gold medal. I said, I got a gold medal.
For what? For riding a horse?
Yeah, for riding a horse.
Dude, I watched a horse run around the track this weekend. Didn't even have her. Horses don't even.
That horse didn't come close to winning. Actually, that horse established the significance of the rider. Because you see how badly that horse did? Horse didn't come close to winning. It was just aimlessly running around. And then basically, that horse was establishing the candidacy of Melanie Smith Taylor.
Okay, then Claude Humphrey's got to go.
He's in the actual NFL Hall of Fame. He's in the actual NFL Hall of Fame. You can't take him out.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay.
He's one of the most obvious, like, to me. Like, he's, you know, played America's biggest sport and is in its Hall of Fame. Like, Memphis built, like, besides Ronnie and Larry, like, those two, Larry and Penny and Keith, like, I thought they were all pretty slam dunk. After that, I really think that Claude Humphrey was totally obvious. Memphis Bill Perry was totally obvious. If you're in your own sports Hall of Fame, I think it's pretty good. Nikki McCray, she's won a bunch of gold medals. You want to get rid of her?
I know.
She won 2.
I respect Nikki McCray.
Okay.
Much more than Memphis Bill Terry. Here's what I would say. If we were really limited to a certain number of spots, then we'd have to have these difficult conversations, and maybe Betty Booker's got to go. But we weren't limited to a number of spots, and we should make sure that every automatic no-brainer Memphis Sports Hall of Famer goes in at the exact same time, and we'll reevaluate next year.
You're basically taking bench players next year going forward. We're not. Every automatic goes in. No, like then you're basically saying yeah. The next year it's the scrubs from here on out.
No, and next year it's me and Hasseltine.
Like I said,
and maybe D'Angelo.
Hasseltine is 77.
And D'Angelo.
Yeah, he's going to be close to that 5-year window.
Yeah.
Hasseltine's going to give a fired-up speech, man. He's going to give a speech. I can't really tell you what I'm talking about, but something really upset me.
we'd figure out next year.
I miss Eric. You're listening. I love the other guys, but I like that fire.
He's fired up.
So anyway.
Anyway, he's on the golf course. We're sitting here like idiots.
He's on the golf course.
We're sitting here talking about Betty Booker. What in the world?
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go. It's amazing we didn't have a Memphis Sports Hall of Fame before this, really.
I guess so. I'm just saying an equestrian shouldn't be in over Elliott Perry. That's all I'm saying. We'll leave it there. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye-bye. I actually don't believe that that it's crazy for an equestrian to be there.
Yeah, I mean, have you ridden a horse? That's hard, dude.
I feel like I've rode a pony once.
It's difficult. I mean, I think that people need to be recognized for
I need to properly respect Melanie Smith-Taylor. The people I'm trying to remove from the Hall of Fame is simply people I'd never heard of.
I'm with you on that.
I don't really know the equestrian game so much, you know?
Right.
Maybe I need to read a little bit more. Maybe that's what I'll do tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.